And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 2nd of October, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Wallace Stevens, born Reading, Pennsylvania, 1879. He went off to Harvard. He wanted to study literature and be a writer. His father wanted him to be a lawyer. Stevens went off to New York. He worked for the New York Tribune. He loved his work. He wanted to be a poet, but he finally gave in to his father, went to law school, passed the bar in 1905, practiced law at various firms in New York. In 1909, he married a country girl who his parents did not approve of, and they refused to come to the wedding, and Stevens never spoke to his father again. He moved to Hartford, and he took a job as a lawyer with the Hartford Accident and Indemnity Company, where he worked for the rest of his career, eventually became vice president. His colleagues at the insurance company were not aware of his poetry. One of his colleagues said of Stevens, he was at the time and for many years before his death the dean of surety claims men in the whole country. Wallace Stevens walked 2 miles to and from the office every day, and that was when he wrote most of his poetry. He said, I write best when I can concentrate and do that best while walking. It's the birthday of Graham Greene, born in Hertfordshire, England, 1904, whose first great novel was The Power and the Glory, 1940, about a fallen alcoholic priest who once fathered a child with a parishioner, but who goes from village to village to hear confessions and to baptize. His novel, The End of the Affair, about a devout Catholic man having an adulterous affair in the middle of the London Blitz, based in some part on Greene's own life. There was a German bombing raid when a bomb fell directly on Graham Greene's house, but he was visiting his lover at the time and was saved by his own infidelity. Graham Greene, who had a routine of writing for exactly 2 hours every day. And it was 65 years ago on this date, 1950, the comic strip Peanuts by Charles M. Schulz made its debut. It appeared in 8 newspapers and was an almost immediate success, and went through February 13th, 2000, the day after Charles Schulz died. Charles Schulz, who produced all aspects of the strip by himself, from the original script to the final art and lettering. Here's a poem by Wallace Stevens on his birthday, his poem, The Emperor of Ice Cream. Call the roller of big cigars, the muscular one, and bid him whip in kitchen cups concupiscent curds. Let the wenches dawdle in such dress as they are used to wear, and let the boys bring flowers in last month's newspapers. Let B be finale of seam. The only emperor is the emperor of ice cream. Take from the dresser of deal, lacking the 3 glass knobs, that sheet on which he embroidered fantails once, and spread it so as to cover her face. If her horny feet protrude, they come to show how cold she is and dumb. Let the lamp affix its beam. The only emperor is the emperor of ice cream. Wallace Stevens' poem, The Emperor of Ice Cream, from the collected poems of Wallace Stevens, published by Vintage and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at PoetryMagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.